Machines That Can Think Are Going to Change Your Life. In his new book, Inevitable, former Wired magazine editor Kevin Kelly writes, it's hard to imagine anything that will change everything as much as cheap, powerful, ubiquitous artificial intelligence. Kelly says we tend to think of AI as something far off in the future, but it's being used invisibly right now in the airplanes you fly on, the brakes in your car. Kevin Kelly told KUOW's Ross Reynolds how artificial intelligence will become as commonplace as electricity.
This AI, this artificial smartness, is not human-like. And that's part of its benefit, is that it is often much more narrow in its achievements, and it can do things that we can't do. The reason why we want it to drive our auto-driven cars is because it doesn't drive like us. It's not distracted. It's not thinking about whether it left the stove on. It's just going to drive. And so we're making many different types of thinking, many different types of AI. And these different kinds of AI are going to become a commodity that we are delivered on the cloud, much in the same way that we delivered artificial power, electricity, on the grid. And that you'll be able to actually today, right now Google's selling it, you can buy as much AI as you want to apply to whatever problem you have, just like you can buy as much artificial power as you want to electrify your thing. So the way I would say it is that everything that we've electrified on through a grid, we're now going to cognify through a grid, and it becomes a commodity. So that means in the same way that we had this huge industrial revolution where we took this artificial power so that you didn't have to make things with human muscle or animal muscle, you could use 250 horses to power your car down the road. Now we're going to have 250 minds on addition to the 250 horses to make the auto-driven car. We can take these artificial minds and apply it to everything that we already have automated. So the formula that I like to suggest to people is the next 5 years is take something and make it smarter and cognify it. So here's an idea. Let's take taxis and we'll make them smarter. That's called Uber. That's the kind of thing that we're going to be doing.
It's pitched as a convenience. It'll allow you to live your life more easily. But at the same time, the companies that control this technology are just a few oligarchy of companies. How do we know that this will not eventually turn into something more for their benefit than for our benefit?
Well, yes. Is Google more for Google's benefit than our benefit? I mean, the answer so far, because they are companies and they have to survive, is unless they can satisfy both of them, they're not going to last for very long. So I think that we are sharing benefits, but of course they're benefiting as well. The thing about these natural monopolies, whenever you have networks, you have network effects, which means that the natural monopolies tend to aggregate very big. So the biggest get bigger and bigger, and the bigger they get, the better they get, and the better they get, the bigger they get. Those are natural monopolies. But the thing about the natural monopolies is they swell up very fast, but they also collapse just as fast. So where is Microsoft as a monopoly? Everybody was worried about that 2 decades ago. They were displaced by Google. Everyone's worried about Google, but Google is at its peak right now. It's likely that there will be an AI natural monopoly. It's unlikely to be Google or anything exists right now, although they are the big players. History of technology would suggest it's going to be a disruptive force from the outside. But they will also not last very long because somebody will invent an AI that's 10 times better, and everybody will immediately move over to that one.
But if you get the best AI, it's going to invent itself, will invent the next. Well, if it's owned by one company, there you go.
As a matter of fact, right now, Facebook is using its AI to develop better AI algorithms right now today.
Success in that, and who's going to catch up with Facebook?
Well, that's one way to do it, but it's not the only way, because they're using the same algorithm to improve the versions of it. But what if somebody in London or China comes up with a completely radical idea? So let me give you one example. The way that all the AIs work today is they work on huge data sets. That's why all the big AI players are Google and Amazon and Microsoft and Baidu, because they have the big data. Because it takes millions of examples to train them. A little baby, a human baby, to learn the difference between a cat and dog doesn't take a million examples. It takes only 12. What if somebody outside of them learns how to figure out how to train the AI in a few data sets? They no longer need the big data. They can be a young startup and they can disrupt the whole place.
artificial intelligence gets better because it learns from our intelligence.
Yes.
And it takes information from us. But we know that our intelligence is highly imperfect. There are many things in our thought patterns that are just wrong. We're not very good at estimating economic reality.
Or probabilities.
Or probabilities. Faced with facts which dispute core beliefs, we reject them, even if they're factual. So how do we know that AI isn't going to adopt some of our mental quirks at the same time as it's adopting to us?
It certainly, that is a possibility. But another possibility is it actually learns to think in some ways more logical than us. We also, it's possible for us to teach to be more ethical than us, because what all you said about our own intelligence is true about our ethics, which are very inconsistent, not very deep. Today, actually, there is AIs who are used in making mathematical proofs. And the curious thing about these very, very complicated mathematical proofs is that there is no human who understands them. You can look inside it and you just can't make any sense. The mathematicians can't make any sense of it. But he says, this AI has says this is true. Do we want to believe it or not? And we're going to have more occasions like that where a decision of the AI was not going to be transparent to us.
Kevin Kelly is telling us about one of the technological trends which is going to change the world from his book called The Inevitable. As artificial intelligence becomes more and more ingrained, it relies on a network. It also relies on a power network. As we become more dependent on these things that rely on networks, could the downfall of the electric grid even temporarily prove to be catastrophic?
Catastrophic is a very strong word. It could certainly be a disaster, a natural disaster in a sense. If the internet went down in a very large area for more than 24 hours, yes, we would feel it. Everything would be impacted. It would be like having an earthquake or beyond. What we want to do is make sure that doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen very often. And in a curious way, we can actually have AI helping us prevent that from happening by monitoring all the kinds of things that would bring it down. And I think that's actually what civilization is that we have multiple layers and layers and layers to try and make sure that this very complex system stays robust. The answer is not to simplify it. That doesn't work. The answer is to add other layers, which is how your body works. Your body has multiple, multiple, multiple ways to prevent you from dying.
How about jobs in a future where many things are able to be done by intelligent machines? In the past, we've always seen new jobs developing, but we're talking really about a large factor here of jobs going away. Journalist jobs. There are already AIs that will write short sports stories. Give them the stats and they'll write it up in perfectly good language. Short business stories can be written up by computers. Are we at a point where so many jobs are going away that people won't have productive work to do?
Most of the jobs that are going to AI and robots and will go to them in the future are tasks that we can define in terms of efficiency or productivity. In other words, it's something that there's a measurement and you're working towards it and you're trying to make it more efficient. And those are all the kinds of things that can go to AI and robots, including not just manual labor, but as you said, white-collar work, doing a mortgages. And that leaves humans to do the kinds of jobs which AI, for a long time, we're not going to be very good at, which is wasting time, which is basically things that are inefficient. Some of the best things we do are inefficient, like science. Science, by definition, you've got to make mistakes. You have to have failure. If you're never making any mistakes in doing science, you're not learning anything. So it is inherently inefficient. Innovation is inherently inefficient because you're going to try stuff that doesn't work. You're making prototypes. These are all wastes of time in a kind of a large sense, but they're absolutely necessary to explore. So any kind of exploration is inherently inefficient, not good for robots and AI. And that is also true for human experiences. Interpersonal relationships are terribly inefficient. Chit-chat, that's not accomplishing anything. And so all these kinds of things that the humans are really good at are things that machines are not very good at all. These are also things that we're going to pay a lot of money for. These are the only kinds of things right now that are increasing in prices. Everything else that we can make in terms of productivity is on a long-term trend downward. And so, therefore, these are not just jobs that are cerebral or symbol processing. Sitting by someone on the bedside when they're sick is not something you need a PhD to do. You just need to be human to do that. And those are the things that we're actually paying a lot of money for.
Talking there with KUOW's Ross Reynolds, that's former Wired magazine editor Kevin Kelly, who writes about the massive potential of artificial intelligence to change all of our lives. Again, his new book is called Inevitable.